Well, we're going up into space now, and a new study that's involving the James Webb Space Telescope has found a so-called exoplanet, in other words, a planet orbiting a star outside our own solar system, with what looks like a thick atmosphere around it. Now, this is the first time that anyone has discovered a rocky planet with an atmosphere. And to find out more, I went to meet Matt Bothwell, public astronomer at the University of Cambridge, and asked him to take me through what the new paper shows.
So astronomers for the first time have found an atmosphere around a rocky planet using the James Webb Space Telescope. It's orbiting a star called 55 Cancri. In the slightly ridiculous naming system astronomers use, the planet is 55 Cancri E. It's about 40 light years away or so.
And what do we know about the planet itself?
It's a terrible place to live, we know that for sure. It's a super Earth, about 10 times the mass of Earth. It's a roughly rocky planet, although rocky is probably the wrong word to use. It's so close to its parent star, this planet is certainly a molten blob of lava. It's about a 25th of Mercury's distance to the Sun. This thing is so close to its star, it whizzes around once every 17 hours. So yeah, it's a planet that's made of rock. But yeah, think of a molten blob of lava whizzing around a Sun-like star.
How do we know it's got an atmosphere then?
Yeah, that's a good question. So the team used this very interesting technique called a secondary eclipse. So listeners might have heard of planetary transits. That's when a planet goes in front of a star, and from the missing starlight, that tells you about the planet. In this case, they use the planet going round the back of the star. And the way that can tell us about the planet is that if you imagine the planet just to the side of the star, our telescope will pick up the combined light of the planet and the star all at once. And then when the planet dips behind the star, at that point we only get the starlight. And by comparing the before and after, you know, the planet plus the star compared to just the star, we can subtract one from the other and get our best guess at what the light from the planet is doing.
So how does that light tell you there's an atmosphere there? And how does it tell you what's in the atmosphere? And indeed, can it?
It can. I think the answer is do some quite complicated modelling. Traditionally in astronomy, when we look at things, we're looking for spectral lines, like these characteristic fingerprints of particular atoms and molecules. That's not what's been done here. So here the team have made some complex models of this planet's atmosphere and tried to reproduce what they saw in this planet's light using this secondary eclipse technique. The best model that fit to the data is a complex mix of carbon dioxide and carbon monoxide. So we think that's what's going on.
I understand why you said it's not a home from home now. Not only is it roasting hot and hot enough to melt metal, it's also got an atmosphere that sounds pretty horrible. Why then should we be excited about this discovery?
Well, I think it's still incredibly cool that we have been able to find an atmosphere around a rocky planet. The holy grail for this whole area of science is, of course, discovering life around, like life living on an Earth-like planet. And a big step in that direction is the ability to find atmospheres around rocky planets. And so, yeah, even though this one might not be your ideal holiday destination, I think it's a huge step in the right direction.
It's also not that far away, in the sense that 40 light years away, which is where we think it is... in space terms, just around the corner. So does that give us any clues as to the likelihood of finding planets that fit the bill that you've just outlined? How likely it will be, how frequently they are out there?
That's a very good question. It's one of the hot things that exoplanet scientists talk about a lot. There's the parameter which we call eta Earth, which is the fraction of stars that have an Earth-like planet. I think the best guess right now is somewhere between 30 and 50% of stars having something roughly Earth-like. Proxima Centauri, for example, our next-door neighbour in space, has a pretty Earth-like planet. So yeah, I think the good news is that these things are pretty common.
So watch this space. That study on 55 Cancri E has just come out in the journal Nature. My thanks to the University of Cambridge's Matt Bothwell for talking us through it.